Good morning. It's nice to commune with you again. Last week, we spoke of coming into the conscious realization of your true identity. We spoke of this is life eternal, to know thee, the only true God, and Christ whom thou hast sent. And we discussed and touched on what is life eternal, and it is to be standing in your true self. Your eternal self. And so, when our good friend suggests the topic of stepping outside of time, these two are one. Standing in your eternal self and stepping out side of time are one. In the first place, you cannot step outside of time because there isn't any. You are not standing inside of time. Time is an illusion. And so, like Joel described in his book, The Art of Spiritual Healing, you cannot get rid of a white poodle. There isn't any. You cannot step outside of time. There isn't any. You are not standing in time. And because all illusions, or rather, no illusion is ever externalized, then all illusions are in the mind. And so, you do not have time. You have the mental image of time. You have the mental concept of time. Or we, who are living in a sense of time, time's not out here. No illusion is out here. You remember, you're standing in the kingdom, but unaware of it because of the mental concept of passing time. And so it's impossible to step outside of time. But, however, you may learn to step outside of the mind. And then for you, time shall be no more. We know from experience, hopefully, that when we step outside of the mind in our meditation and we rest back in the silence, we experience eternal life. We experience the infinite invisible and its movement. We feel it, or we feel I. We feel the infinite self, the one. And in that experience, the mind is still. It's not functioning. It's silent. And in the silence, in the spirit, you dwell in the now. You have stepped outside of the mind, which is the only, well, it's the location of the concept of passing time. If you've experienced that, then you know when you're in that state, time is no more. It does not exist for you. I remember Don telling me in 1973, he said jokingly, "Eventually you'll discover there is no time. And then you will find that you have all the time in the world to complete this journey, because there is no time. And we, he and I, discussed what Joel was talking about when he said, often in meditations, in his meditations, he would be still for 30 seconds and it felt like an hour passed. Or he would be in the silence for an hour and it felt like 5 minutes passed. That's the experience of stepping out of time sense and into eternity. And I will tell you of some experiences I have had and do have. But first, I want to look at the principle as it's been hinted at. Probably the one that is quoted most often is from Revelation, and it's an angel speaking to John, and to shorten it somewhat, it goes like this: and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea, and of course the sea is consciousness, and upon the earth, and of course the earth is, would be the time sense, or material sense, or personal sense. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and earth, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. And so the angel, standing upon the sea and the earth, swears by him that liveth forever and ever, that there should be time no longer, and that the mystery of God should be finished. And what is that mystery of God? This leads us over here, where we read from the Kailua Study Series, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. The mystery of godliness is God was manifest in the flesh, or, as Joel says here, I appear as body. So the mystery of godliness is what John told us. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so in Revelation, the angel is saying, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, which is the one eternal self, that there should be time no longer, and that the mystery of God should be finished. In other words, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You see how this all ties together? This is one transition in consciousness. The transition whereby that time sense is no longer creating its image and likeness, but the eternal Word, the internal godliness, the internal mystery, the internal I, the eternal self, the eternal invisible, infinite invisible, manifests. That's the transition, to live in the consciousness where you bear witness to that experience. Now, Herb says in his Avila Beach seminar, Beyond Time, eventually you're going to have to face this, because it's going to be scripturally authorized and authenticated. You're going to have to see that our world does not contain time, but time contains our world. You see the difference? If you think there's a world out here and passing time out here, you still haven't located the illusion where it is. No illusion is ever externalized. And so he says here in these talks, our world is in time, and my kingdom is not of this world in time, and therefore the kingdom is placed outside of time. That's why we haven't discovered it. Now, says Jesus in John 18, now is my kingdom not from hence. I always assumed that hence meant here, in this place, in this time. But when you assume that, then it has the wrong meaning. Because then you would say, well, my kingdom is not from here, it's from later on, down the road, in the future. Right? Some other time. Some other time. But that's not what it means. I looked up hence in some of the older dictionaries, and it means from away. In other words, when Christ Jesus says, get thee hence, Satan, he means get thee from here away. Away. And so when he says, now is my kingdom not from here and away, he is saying, now is my kingdom right here and right now. And in the chapter, The New Horizon, Joel so eloquently read on those letters suspended from the ceiling, look up, look up. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He says, we are not tied by visible concepts of time or space. No, in this new consciousness, when this transition takes place, whether it's momentarily in a meditation or whether it's a permanent change of consciousness, in this new consciousness, the angel is right. Time shall be no more. In this new consciousness, right here and right now is my kingdom, not from away. Oh, how we missed what was right here in the midst of us, because we stood in the consciousness of time. And so, no, you cannot step outside of time. You must step outside of the sense of time, the mind. The mind. The letter kills. The spirit giveth eternity, eternal life. Do you see that it is a transition within? There's nothing to overcome out here. There's nothing to step out of out here. There's an inner transition from sense to soul. And in the book, The Thunder of Silence, in the very first chapter, Joel says to be born of the Spirit means to be reborn through a transition of consciousness. And this can occur right here on earth. There will always be the opportunity for us to make this transition, because in the kingdom of God there is no time. Well, that's pretty plain. And he doesn't say that because he read it somewhere. He says it from the experience of standing in the timeless eternity. If you can be fooled into believing that something's taking place in time, then you're not standing in your eternal life. You're standing in a mind which has a sense of time and a world inside that sense of time turning. But Joel tells us in the wisdoms of the infinite way, in the very last wisdom, if it takes place in time and space, do not accept it at its appearance value. Search deeper in the realm of the soul. Again, he's telling us to move from sense to soul, and that we must make this transition. And now I'm going to tell you, well, let us be silent for a moment before we continue. I'll just let this run for a moment. Father, thy grace is now. I guess everyone hearing this talk has heard the description of the experience that I had while in this class that Herb gave called Healing Outside of Time on a Saturday night. If you can't remember, you can go and read it in several places. I think it's even on the website under Herb's talks. But anyway, it was quite powerful. It lifted me right out of the conscious awareness of time, and I stood in eternity and beheld. I couldn't say it any better than John when he says, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And that's exactly what it felt like, exactly what it looked like. Only it wasn't his, it was I. The eye of me and the eye of everyone. And shortly after coming home, returning to the mainland from up there in, or rather returning, yeah, from the mainland from my visit to Herb over in Hawaii, after having attended the seminar a few months before, I was in normal, everyday consciousness. I was on the job. I was working as a substance abuse counselor. And my shift was over. And I climbed into my car and started it and headed up the road to my house. Now, my town was one town over, and I had to drive surface streets to get there. There was no highway. I just had to drive the streets. And this particular street that I was on was a four-lane divided by a center island. If you have any towns like that, you know what that looks like. There's two lanes on your side, then there's an island with bushes and trees and sometimes lights, and on the other side there's traffic coming the other way on two lanes. And then there's, because it's city more than town, there is office buildings and businesses along each side. And there's a light, a signal, yellow, green, and red, every so often, maybe every mile. So I'm driving up this road, this street, and I come to an intersection. The light's green. I have the right-of-way. And I start through the intersection, and there's a lady standing on the curb, and she's calling to her dog, interestingly enough, a white poodle. And that dog is trotting across the street, and right in front of me, there's no way I'm going to miss this dog. I can see the horror on her face. I can see the dog under the front of my car. I'm slamming on the brakes. And at the same time I'm slamming on the brakes, I stood totally still inside myself. It wasn't something I planned or accomplished. It was a reaction. I stood still. I may have blinked for a moment. I don't know. But I'm heading straight up, and I'm going to run over this dog, and there's no way to prevent it. And as I'm standing still with my foot on the brakes, and everything is slowing down, suddenly I was on the other side of the island. I was on the other side of the island, and my car was still going forward, and I was facing oncoming cars. And there was a driveway to my left, and I just eased on into that driveway, and the cars coming toward me passed until there was no more cars, and I backed out of the driveway and drove the direction of the traffic, made a U-turn, and headed up the same street I was going originally, and I looked over to my right, and there was the lady and her dog, and everybody was okay. And that experience, well, you have to live through it to know what it feels like. But one moment I was there, and one moment I was here. The dog was not hit. I don't know to this day how it happened. I did not turn the wheel. I did not drive over the center island. The lady must have seen, from her point of view, it must have looked totally normal because, you know, nobody gathered round, or nobody had expressions of... Nobody made exclamations or had excited expressions on their faces. Everything looked normal. And so I headed on the road, on the street, until I got to my house and put the car away and didn't give it another thought. Well, I did give it another thought later in meditation, but you know what I mean. I went on with my day. So, I am convinced, having lived through it, that for that moment, not only was I outside of time, but in some way I was outside of space. And standing in the stillness, there was no accident. There was only now. And in the now, everything was in its rightful place. And so that was an inner experience, but it also governed the experience out here. The Word was made flesh. That experience of standing still in the now. Then I beheld His glory, full of grace and truth, as it manifested, as it took form. Right where passing time appeared to be happening. The dog was trotting. The lady was experiencing fear. The traffic was moving, and I was moving. Right where all that passing time appeared to be, which was in the mind, when 1 second of stillness occurred, time was no more, and space was no more. Now, I have a wife whom I love very, very much. And she is somewhat more traditional than I am when it comes to spiritual matters. And often when we go on a trip and we're running behind, we're late. For instance, we have to be at a meeting in Waynesville, which is an hour and 15 minutes from here. And we've left and we only have an hour. Something happened to make us late. We get into the car and she often grasps my hand and says something like, "Father, put us on your time. We know that in you everything is perfect," or something like that. And then she smiles, and I smile, and I start the car, and we go down the road. Now, I have had this experience dozens and dozens of times, where I'll start out on the journey. I don't drive fast. I don't drive any faster than the speed limit. I know it takes an hour and 15 minutes. There's no way that that little prayer can make any difference. And when I get to the town I'm going to and to the store I'm going to, I turn off the car, I look at my watch, I'm at the meeting where I'm supposed to be, and I'm 15 minutes early. Now, I have seen this happen so many times that it's not, I don't even give it another thought anymore. I almost come to expect it. What am I saying to you? Am I saying that her little prayer is changing time somehow? No, I am not. If you're hearing that, then you still have time located out here. I am saying that her little prayer releases us from the time sense, and we dwell in the now. We dwell in the now. And in the now, time is not passing. And in the now, she's right. In the now is God's perfect time. And in the now, you're right where you're supposed to be. And so I am submitting you to this, submitting this to you. We must make a transition in consciousness. We cannot step out of time because there isn't any. It's like saying, how do we step out of this world? Well, we can't. There isn't any. The culprit, the fabric, the author, the father of time is the universal belief. And this is located, this is speaking, appearing in the mind. And you can step outside of the time sense, out of the mind that has a sense of time, out of the mind that has a sense of person, out of the mind that has a material sense. You can step outside of that. And our work becomes living, standing outside of that time sense, that mind, first in meditation, then with eyes open, and finally forever. We must, well, at first, we must have the very first experience. And I told you mine. And there has been many others, which I won't go into now. But I told you my first experience. And that was the experience I had at this seminar, Healing Outside of Time, the Saturday night class. That was my very first experience. That was kind of a, well, I was rocketed into a fourth dimension of existence. Right here, right now, in the midst. Not from hence, but the kingdom at hand. And I was shown the consciousness that I was to have. The consciousness that I would have after the transition is made within. And it's wonderful. It's beautiful. And I have that consciousness now in meditation, often. And sometimes, like when I'm driving up the road, without even trying. What is it Joel says? It begins to take over. Yes, that's becoming my experience. All right, so we cannot step outside of time. But we can step outside of the mind which sees time and which sees space. And we start with our very first experience, probably while in meditation. So, in that timeless eternity, the silence, what Joel called the womb of creation, The Spirit moves over the face of the deep, and we behold His glory made manifest, the Word made flesh. Eternity, infinite eternity, formed. And if we aren't resting in that silence, then we're beholding mind and the concept of passing time and the world in that concept. And these are the two states of consciousness, and we are moving from one to the other, from sense to soul. Okay, let us be still and see if we can at least touch that eternal self. And pull back within yourself, not from away, but here now, at the center of your being, and just be still. Be still. Here within, the other evening, I had a meditation, and in it, it seemed as though I pulled up above the earth. And so come with me now. Pull yourself up above the earth. You've seen the picture from satellites. You know what it looks like from space. And you're looking down upon the earth and the moon. And it is surrounded by the Milky Way. And there are millions and millions of stars. But you're concerned with the earth. And yes, off there in the distance, the sun. And the sun is shining. And the earth is turning. But for right now, you're not on the earth. You're not on the earth. You're just watching. And it occurs to me that time is not passing. Here, now, looking, just looking, the earth turns. But here, from this vantage point in space up above the earth, time is not passing. The sun is shining forever. The earth is turning. But there are no days here. There are no nights here. There's simply a galaxy, and the planets are turning. Do you see that? There are no days and no nights. There's only now. And if you pull out farther, then you're not even in the Milky Way galaxy. You are simply in space. And there are an infinite number of galaxies. And it is now. And it is here. In your consciousness. For consciousness is what I am. Consciousness is what you are. And consciousness beholds infinite galaxies. Infinite planets. No days, no nights, no passing time, just infinity. One infinite universe. But there are other universes. There are theories of parallel universes. And so if this is an infinite universe, and there are other universes, how many universes are there? There must be an infinite number of universes. And all within consciousness, because consciousness contains it all. There is one infinite consciousness. Without beginning, without end. no time, no passing time, just infinite consciousness ising way, way back before Abraham was. I am. Consciousness is. Way back before the world was, the glory I had with thee before the world was, I have now, for time is not passing. All the way past the end, I shall be with thee always, even past the end of the world, and so past the end of this world concept, I am. Before the beginning, I am. Consciousness is. After the end, I am. Consciousness is. There is no passing time. I embrace all of that. Before the beginning, after the end, consciousness is now. Now. And so I, consciousness, reveal time is not passing. Now I am. And there are other dimensions. For I knew a man, says Paul, in the seventh heaven. There must be at least seven heavens. This heaven of now, this heaven which is at hand, this heaven which is not from away, but right here, right now, consciousness, infinite, eternal, this consciousness has seven levels. And you move from level to level until the final level of Christ consciousness, in which you know that you are the Word now. But God is beyond any levels and beyond the beyond. And so, consciousness, the I am beyond all galaxies, beyond all universes, before the beginning, after the end. I am in all dimensions and beyond all dimensions. I am consciousness. I am that I am. Now. Here, this is your eternal, infinite consciousness. This is what I am. Stand still and behold the glory of consciousness expressing, consciousness being. Consciousness ising. Consciousness, I am the way. Consciousness, I am the truth. Consciousness, I am your being. Yourself, infinite, invisible, eternal, beyond the beyond. Rest in this sea, and behold, I make all things new. just rests in the eternal isness of now, consciousness. Here, in this consciousness, you hear what Christ has always said: I have overcome the world. Be not afraid. It is I, consciousness. Consciousness is what I am. Rest here often and let consciousness live itself, express itself. You cannot step out of time. You can step out of the mind and rest in consciousness and be consciously aware of consciousness, the infinite eternal now. Then it lives itself, and you go along as a beholder. Consciousness lives you. And passing time, well, what is that to thee? The Word is made flesh, dwells among us. We behold His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now is my kingdom. Now. And here, in this consciousness, time shall be no more. Let this timeless, eternal consciousness bleed into your everyday experience. Let it bring about the transformation from the sense of passing time to the eternal now, to the eternal is. Let it transform you. You cannot transform yourself. You cannot decide, I am going to be Christ. But you can come within, stand still, and receive ye the Holy Spirit. I can tell you this, the more you come here within to this eternal womb and rest in it, and lose yourself in the eternal self, the more you will begin to have these rather strange experiences that you cannot repeat to other people, because no one would, well, believe you. And if they did believe you, no one would understand. Some of these things you cannot speak to anyone. There are experiences I have had that I cannot tell you about. Not yet, anyway. And even Jesus Christ said the same. I have many things to tell you, but you're not ready. You cannot bear them. There are some things I know from the past. When I have brought them up, even with people that are supposedly on the spiritual path, an argument starts. And then, of course, I have to agree with my adversary quickly and realize, uh-oh, I was supposed to keep my finger on the lips. And I'm sorry. I will do better. There are some things cannot be repeated yet. Oh, I'm sure. When we're standing in that consciousness and one of us faces another, we can share all these things. But when you're standing in that consciousness, well, I've said it before. You're standing in that consciousness in your meditation and you walk down to sit on the bus bench and some of it still lingers and you're still in it. You're in the spirit, the isness of eternal now, of eternal now consciousness. And someone sitting next to you says, what time is it? You look at your watch and you say, it's about 3 minutes to one. And they say, thank you. And you realize, I'm standing in a completely different universe. I really am standing in the kingdom of here and now. And you wonder to yourself sometimes, what would he think if he only knew? What would she think? But you know better than to say anything. Then, of course, you catch yourself right there and say, wait a minute, now I'm judging again and I'm slowly seeping back into time sense and personal sense. Uh-oh. And you get back to work. You pull yourself back in. Eventually, we won't seep back into everyday mortal consciousness. That's the point. Eventually, we will complete the transition right here, right now, and stand in this consciousness of timeless eternity, of a timeless eternal self, with no break. And that's the point of to know thee aright as life eternal and Christ, which is the manifestation of thee, or the movement of thee. Standing in the stillness of the eternal womb is where it starts. But then seeing the movement, the Word made flesh, that completes the demonstration. Joel told us over and over and over, one demonstration, demonstrate God. And that's what he meant. Demonstrate the eternal, infinite, invisible consciousness right here, right now. And you will experience creation of a new heaven and a new earth. You will experience creation in your consciousness, just as if you were standing in the first chapter of Genesis. Time shall be no more, but the Word will breathe out and creation unfold before your eye. And how do you describe that? You can't. Well, I don't know if I helped in any way with the original question of expanding upon the idea of stepping outside of time. I don't know if I've done that or not today. But I can tell you this. There's no time out there to step out of. Time is another concept of the mind. And in that time, the world is passing. In that time concept, the world is passing. And so again, the answer is turning within, stepping outside of that mind, and finding that you're no longer passing in time. You are standing in the eternal self, the infinite self, the I am consciousness. Blessings. Blessings in the now.